The Buddha thought to have adapted his rules in an ad hoc way. He was a pragmatist, not above changing his mind and listening to reason, even when it came to the thorny issue of including women.
At the very beginning, they were regarded as a bit of a burden because they needed protecting. But the logic that liberation should be available to all meant that really they had to be included. And we're told that the Buddha himself eventually declared that nuns should be part of the Sangha.
The rules of the Sangha are eminently practical. Self-discipline and resourcefulness are enshrined into daily life. They dictate what you can own and what you must give up.
Monks are allowed to have 8 positions. There are 3 robes, basically. It is to look ugly, you know, not too beautiful. We have to have a small needle and a thread. But, you know, nowadays we don't stitch because we have ready-made robes. This is the razor. It is very troublesome to keep hair.
Yes.
So we leave it, everything. This is the ball.
Begging ball.
Begging ball of monks.
So this, you collect food and drinks, alms from other people. And why do you get your food from outside? Why don't you produce it yourself?